W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, and the Washington Examiner. We go to Monongahela in Appalachia. This is Allegheny County. And Selina tells me it's not only the second smallest city in Pennsylvania, but also it is the heart of the Whiskey Rebellion. You will recall, in the early days of this republic, there were challenges to the central government. That would be George Washington. And they derived from the spirit of independence in Monongahela. But this day we're visiting with the leadership of the House minority, Mr. McCarthy and Mr. Scalise, to present the commitment to America. Selina, what's so striking about the story is not that you had all the bigwigs of the Republican Party in the House, but that they found Monongahela. You tell me it's very difficult to find. Is it twisting? Are these the roads with trees above you? What does it look like to approach?
Every road has a tree above you in Appalachia, in western Pennsylvania. I'm impressed, I have to say, with your ability to say Monongahela. A lot of people really botch that. There's no easy way to get to this city. It's hard to get to from, there's no direct route, I should say, either from Pittsburgh or Pittsburgh International Airport or from Washington, D.C. It's just nestled along the river in the heart of the haulers and the hills that make up the topography in this area. And it's a beautiful, beautiful setting, and in particular right now because of the fall leaves. I think Scalise said to me, you know, our objective is to go to places that people in D.C. can't find on the GPS and have to use a dictionary to find out how to spell it. And they accomplished that for sure.
Yes. And the commitment to America, very much about what they're going to do. It's simple to say. Inflation, yes. The border, yes. And crime, yes. The same thing in New York City, Selina. The same thing across the country. These are fresh issues this campaign season, but long-term standing issues for America. And in presenting to the people who gathered around them that day, what was your sense of the audience listening to this? Was it surprised? Was it indifferent? I know that they were there understanding that these are celebrities. Did they ask questions?
Yes, they spent several hours there. They toured the plant, which makes accessories for heating and air conditioning for commercial use.
This is Duckmate Industries, right?
Yeah, so everything they make there is huge, not, you know, for a house, but for a building. And it was interesting to watch them with the welders and with the sheet metal workers and just, you know, all the people that make the things that we enjoy, like the buildings we're sitting in right now. And then they spent hours there taking questions from people. And, you know, and all those questions almost all centered on those issues that they put in the commitment for America. I mean, it's not an accident that they address those issues. They understand what people are concerned about. I would say for the Republicans, while the national press, first of all, couldn't get there because they couldn't find it. But those who did get there, it was a really stark reminder of what this election is about. Oftentimes you see it's being made about Trump or it's being made about the Dodds report. However, the prevailing issues of today for everyone, no matter if you have a D or an R after your name, is inflation, it is crime, and it is the impact of the open border in the form of the amount of fentanyl and meth that are not just in our cities, not just in our poor areas, but also killing children in our suburbs.
Yes, I wondered about that when we talked about Mike Sell. Did he mention the fentanyl pandemic, the drug pandemic that's sweeping through? I know West Virginia, and I can presume it's in and around the Pittsburgh area. Also, could that be a contributor to why these people don't show up to job interviews in some fashion?
Absolutely. You know, forever and a day, the story about the drug problem in this country has been white working class Appalachia. However, in the past 2 years since the pandemic began, that has shifted. Philadelphia now has the highest drug overdose rate, not just in the state, but in the country. And that is a majority-minority area. And you need to look no further than the neighborhood of Kensington, which is called the largest open-air drug market in the country. And I've been there, and it is, and it's terrible, and it's sad.
And what we have here is the Republicans making a case to small town America. The question is, does that case get made to the rest of the country? There's a puzzle here, Selena, because we're overwhelmed with details about other matters besides inflation. You know, you don't much. I talk about inflation all the time because I do global markets and we deal the Wall Street Report. But is this something that small town America talks about? You know, the CPI and waiting for the latest report from the Labor Department about unemployment. You know, we're seeing a spike in some of our best paying jobs right now. At Meta and other, and Amazon right now is looking for a job freeze. Is that commonplace to talk about the big salaries that are going to go away?
Absolutely. And here's why. You don't have to follow the stock market, although I suspect a lot of people do, because that's where their pensions are tied into. And while we've had a bump in the past couple of days, most people are concerned that that's just sugar and not the meat of what's going on in the economy. And, you know, all of these things, people don't need to read the news to know that it's happening, because they see it, they feel it, they touch it, they taste it. It's happening in their daily lives every day.
Finally, a note. Selena profiles a rally for Mr. Fetterman, who's running for the open Senate seat against Mr. Oz. And Selena, from the presentation by celebrities, Franco Harris, I believe that's the major celebrity of Pittsburgh in heaven and on earth, right? Because of the Immaculate Conception or reception.
Reception.
Yeah. However, did the word recession ever come up in that presentation by Mr. Fetterman? Did he speak to the anxiety? It's not just the inflation now, it's that it's going to get worse in 23. Did they address it?
Did not mention inflation, did not mention crime, which is at all-time highs, not just in Pittsburgh, but also in Philadelphia. And just sort of regurgitated his tropes about crudité and New Jersey, and mentioned abortion. However, in our state, it is protected by our constitutional, our state constitution, so that will never be overturned. I'll take a constitutional convention to do that, and we haven't done that since the 60s, I think.
Yes, and this is Pennsylvania. Selena reminds us, this is the home of the Whiskey Rebellion. These people are not shy about speaking up. Selena right. Zito, The Washington Examiner, The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, The New York Post. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.